Well, good morning. It is January 17th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading from Genesis chapter 18, Matthew 17, Nehemiah chapter 7, and Acts chapter 17. So let's get into the word today. Start with Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. And after that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do, as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes unto the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child when I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? And at the time appointed I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence, and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near, and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all of the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. Then he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet once more. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. That was Genesis chapter 18. Let's move on over to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 today. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. And likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out by prayer and by fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? And he said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? And Peter saith unto them, Of strangers. And Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. That was Matthew chapter 17. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 7. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the door, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani, and Hananiah the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man, and feared God above many. And I said unto them, Let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my God put into mine heart to gather together the nobles, and the rulers, and the peoples, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of genealogy of them which came up at the first, and found written therein, These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one unto his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Milareth, Bigvai, Nehum, Benaniah. The number, I say, of the men of the people of Israel was this: the children of Parosh, 2,172, the children of Shephatiah, 372, the children of Ara, 650, the children of Paharamoab, of the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the children of Alab, 1,254, the children of Zattu, 845, the children of Zakkai, 70 threescore, the children of Bineu, 648, the children of Bebai, 628, the children of Azgad, 2,322, the children of Adonikam, 600, 3 score and 7. The children of Bigvai, 2,000, 3 score and 7. The children of Adin, 600, 50 and 5. The children of Atur, Hezekiah, 98, 90 and 8. The children of Hashum, 320 and 8. The children of Bezai, 320 and 4. The children of Harif, 112. The children of Gibeah, 90 and 9. The men of Bethlehem and Nephophath, 104 score and 8. The men of Anathoth, 120 and 8. The men of Beth Alameth, 40 and 2. The men of Kiriath Jearim, Cheriroth, and Beroth, 740 and 3. The men of Ramah Gaba, 620 and 1. The men of Michmas, 120 and 2. The men of Bethel and Ai, 120 and 3. The men of the other Nebo, 50 and 2. The children of the other Elam, 1,250 and 4. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Jericho, 340 and 5. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 720 and 1. The children of Senaniah, 3,930. The priests, the children of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 970 and 3. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pasher, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the children of Hodaviah, 70 and 4. The singers, the children of Asaph, 140 and 8. The porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Atur, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Hatiah, the children of Shobai, 130 and 8. The Nethamim, the children of Ziha, the children of Hashupa, the children of Tabioth, the children of Keros, the children of Saya, the children of Padan, the children of Lebanon, the children of Hagabah, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gahar, the children of Rehahiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekodah, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Paseah, the children of Besai, the children of Menuim, the children of Nephashasim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakupa, the children of Harhur, the children of Bazlith, the children of Mehida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Tama, the children of Neziah, the children of Hatafiah, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotiah, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Jahala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Sephatiah, the children of Hatil, the children of Pachareth, of Zavim, the children of Ammon, all the Nephaim and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up also from Telamah, Terasserah, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show their father's house nor their seed whether they were of Israel. The children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekodah, 642. And of the priests, the children of Hababiah, the children of Kaz, the children of Barzillai, which took one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite to wife, and was called after their name. And these sought their register among these that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found, and therefore were they, as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirathash said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with the Urim and the Thummim. And the whole congregation together was 42,303. And besides their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women, their horses 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. The Tirathoth gave to the treasurer 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priest garments. And some of the chiefs of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver and 67 priests' garments. And so the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethaim and all of Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the 7th month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. That was Nehemiah chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 today. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as was his manner, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that the Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all of the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These are they that have turned the world upside down, are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. And these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. And therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode still there. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry, and therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" And others, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine wherefore thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, and we would know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found to an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel him afterwards, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain so of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto the gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at us, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, 'We will hear thee again on this matter.' And so Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him, and believed, among the which was Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with them." Amen. That was our reading today for January 17th, 2022. Good morning to everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure that you're liking and giving a reaction or commenting on this if you're following along. And again, I just pray that these Bible readings are a blessing. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this time that we have had together to be able to be in your word and God, just to see your plan of redemption, Lord, throughout time. God, it is a blessing to be able to read right from The very beginning, the pages of Genesis, Lord, of your promise of salvation given to your servant Abraham, and God, that through him all nations would be blessed. And God, it is a privilege, Lord, to be a part of that spiritual seed, that spiritual promise of righteousness that is imputed by faith alone, just as you did to your servant Abraham, God, you have done unto us, Lord, through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I pray that we would live in that righteousness today. God, that we would honor you with our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes. Lord, that you would give us opportunity to share your gospel with someone today. And Lord, perhaps today would be the day of salvation for someone, Lord. We ask for that. But Lord, give us a good day. Pray for just your hand of blessing and safety, Lord, upon each one. And just bring us back tomorrow, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Stay in the word.